This past Friday, we celebrated the feast day of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. And she was born as a princess. Her mother and father were the king and queen of Hungary. And when she turned 16, she heard the preaching of a group of Franciscans. This was right around the foundation of their order. And she was inspired by how all these wealthy individuals were renouncing all their wealth and were embracing poverty. And so she took on that spirit. She began wearing simple clothing. She began doing works of charity for the poor. Eventually, she did get married, and she founded a hospital. And she personally cared for the victims of a plague that was going through Hungary. And her feeding of the poor got to the point where she was feeding 1,000 people a day who would come for assistance. There's one occasion where a leper had come to her, and she actually allowed that leper to sleep in her own bed. And her mother-in-law found out about it and wasn't too thrilled. And she told her son, Elizabeth's husband, who thought that maybe Elizabeth had gone a little too far in allowing a leper to be in their marriage bed. So he storms into the bedroom, and he rips the sheets off the bed. And instead of a leper laying in the bed, he saw a vision of Jesus Christ crucified. Elizabeth died at the age of 24, and there were all sorts of miraculous healings that started happening with when people visited her tomb, and she ended up canonized within 4 years of her death. But I think she's a perfect illustration of today's gospel. And today's gospel talks about the talents and how there's one individual who received a talent, kept it for himself, he hid it, he buried it, and he ended up losing everything that he had. And you had two others who received 2 and 5 talents, and they didn't keep it for themselves. They invested it, and it bore fruit. And they became rich because of that. And I think Elizabeth is the perfect example of someone who didn't keep the gifts that she had received for herself. You know, she could have been like any other princess or queen, wearing fine clothing, living a life of wealth and luxury, seeking out entertainment. She could have lived that way, and she would have disappeared in history just like every other queen. But what made her great and what made her so beautiful, not in terms of physical beauty, but in terms of the moral beauty and the beauty of the virtues of her life, what made her so inspiring to so many people, and what made her fully herself, was the depth that she was willing to sacrifice. The gifts that she had received, her position as queen, she used to found a hospital. She used it to feed the poor, and she even went to the point of giving her own bed to a leper. What made her so beautiful was the amount that she was willing to give of the talent she had received. There's a spiritual principle, and it's kind of a paradox, but the more we give, the richer we become. And the more we seek to hoard or to keep for ourselves, the poorer we become. Our gifts waste away and they become distorted if we use them in a selfish way. And recently, when I was over in Rome, we saw a whole lot of things. But among that, we saw some of the artwork of Michelangelo and the Pietas in St. Peter's Basilica. And I'll say it's probably the most beautiful statue that I've ever seen. And I was thinking about Michelangelo, and if he had kept the gifts that he had received for himself, no one would know who he is. He would have been lost to history, but he used the gifts that he had received generously, and he had a deep spirituality and a love for the church, and he used his gifts in a way that enriched the entire church for centuries to come. He used the talents that he had received, and he used them generously. And he became richer because of it, and the church and all of us are richer because of it. The same principle applies to prayer. If we approach prayer and we're seeking to get things for ourselves, if we only come before our Lord when we need things, it's selfish and it's a waste of time. The Lord isn't going to give us every selfish desire that we bring before him. And if we approach prayer and we come before our Lord and we offer ourselves, if we offer our pride and if we offer our will and let go of that pride and say to Jesus Christ, I am laying down my life before you and whatever you ask of me, I will do. If we come to prayer with sacrifice and we lay everything down before him, the more that we give, the richer we'll become and the more we'll receive in prayer. The Lord will fill us up if we first empty ourselves out. And the same principle applies to faith. If we try and keep the faith to ourselves and hide it, our faith is going to weaken. And eventually, you know, our faith will weaken over time. It'll affect our actions. Whereas if we allow our faith to shape our actions, and if we aren't afraid to use the opportunities that are in front of us to bring other people to Christ and to teach them about the faith when there's an open door for that, the more that we engage other people in the faith, the stronger our faith will become. If we try and keep it to ourselves, we'll lose our faith. And eventually, you know, our desire for the esteem of others will shape our actions instead of our faith. And so for our faith to be strong and grow, we have to be willing to spread it and give it to others. And it applies to relationships of love. You know, if we seek out relationships of love simply because we want to be loved and there's something in us that we desire, those relationships are going to become distorted. They're going to be relationships of dependency where we end up using other people to try and get something for ourselves. That's not the foundation of a healthy relationship. The foundation of a healthy relationship is when we ourselves first make the act of love and we're willing to sacrifice of ourselves. If we approach a relationship with love in our heart, then we're going to find love. So often people they fall into this trap where they think that they can find happiness by accumulating for themselves, whether it's material possessions or whether it's physical pleasure or whether it's relationships or friendships that they want to accumulate for themselves or whether they want authority over others. So often people think that by accumulating things and by getting things for themselves that they're going to become happy and fulfilled, and they're not. It's when we give of what we have. It's when we're willing to sacrifice. That's when we find true riches, and that's when where we become the people that we were truly created to be, and when we flourish. And the more deeply we give, the more we'll receive. I think this makes perfect sense when we see it in the light of who God is. You know, God is total self-gift, total self-sacrifice, and we're created in the image and likeness of God. And so in order for us to flourish, in order for divine life to flow through us, we have to empty ourselves, as our Creator does. We have to look to our Creator to better understand ourselves. You know, the reality is the best priest is the one who is willing to sacrifice the most for his people. The best parent is the one who's willing to sacrifice the most for his or her spouse and children. You know, the best friend is the one who's willing to sacrifice the most to sustain their friendship. And the best Christian is the one who's willing to sacrifice the most for Jesus Christ. That's how we become who we were created to be, just as St. Elizabeth of Hungary did. And so as we reflect on these readings and the talents, I think a good question for us is whether we are trying to hoard and to keep things for ourselves, thinking that we'll become richer because of that. And that's a mistake, because we won't. Or are we trying to seek fulfillment and to seek happiness and become the people that we were created to be by how much we give, by giving of our faith, by giving love first to others, by giving of the gifts that we have received, recognizing that it is when we give that we become rich.